3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it's Exfabula Radio time. Once again, part of Lake Effect Weekend, every weekend on WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter. Leah Delaney, Exfabula co-founder, is here. Every week we have stories based on the theme, and today we ask the question, is it art?
Is it art, or is it not art? That is the question. If you've been downtown at all lately, you might have noticed that Milwaukee is just sprinkled with all of these fantastic outdoor sculptures here, and they are amazing, per usual. I just love it. I love how it just transforms the city.
If you walked up Wisconsin Avenue from like 6th Street to Cass, there's at least a dozen sculptures, probably more along the way on both sides of the street. It's fascinating.
It's great. And it just starts conversations in the city. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, just want to let you know that Exfabula has a partnership with Sculpture Milwaukee. And we have an event coming up where we're going to have two storytellers guide participants down Wisconsin Avenue. And they're going to share personal stories inspired by those selected pieces. More information about that is on exfabula.org. But in regards to art, we have a couple of art-related stories here to...
Is that spelled A-H-T? Art?
Art. It's the Bostonian art. Let's start out today's show with one of our UWM service learners. This was at a slam in May of 2017. Erin Whitney. So let's listen to Erin's story.
Hi, so I'm Erin Whitney. I'm about to graduate with community arts, and I am living currently in a senior living community, High Point, as a student artist in residence. So in exchange for workshops and creative opportunities, I'm given housing and a very expanded social circle. So one of the women that I've met in this social circle that's much expanded, she is a writer, a poet, a really creative person, an extremely witty woman with like some of the best pieces of advice I've ever heard, such as it's fun to play and try new things because there's a good chance you probably haven't done it before. So Enid and I had a play that I had to go to for school and I needed a date. So I called Enid, of course. And we decided on Sunday at 1:20 to meet up so that we could go to Collectivo beforehand so we can get coffee, biscotti, the whole thing that you do before a play. When we got to Collectivo, I found out she hadn't been into a coffee shop in like 10 years. And I was just bewildered with this. And we sat down at the big, long shared table that Collectivo has. And right away, before even like the first sip happened, Enid leans over to our neighbor table girl on the right. She's like, "What you doing?" And right off the bat, this girl was like a little startled, like, "My architecture project." And within moments, we had like six people taking off their headphones, shutting their screens, and like this conversation and communication was happening naturally how it's supposed to. And it was just so exciting. We were late for the play. That's okay. It was a great performance, but during intermission, when the lights came on, Enid did the same thing, and eventually it was, "Well, isn't that character ridiculous?" And again, everyone around us is like, "Yeah, talking about the play and these things that probably wouldn't have happened before." At the end of the play, I introduced Enid to my instructor for my class, and they talked a little bit. They're both writers. They're both interested in theater. We got in the car later, and he has nice eyes. Oh, yeah, Enid. Sure. But so I wanted to do more with Enid. I was like having this moment of like, should we go grocery shopping? Like, I'm not ready to go back to High Point right now. And eventually we decided to go to Black Cat Alley. It's just like a little mural alley on the east side of Milwaukee. And we decided to walk down it. And we're looking at all this art. And she's giving me this commentary. And I'm experiencing this art in a different way that I probably haven't seen it before with my friends. And we're seeing all these people taking like selfies and these couples together. And I'm like, "Enid, would you like to take some photos in front of the murals?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, sure. We took two photos before. She was like, "Well, now we have to take one together." I'm like, "Okay, Enid, sure." And I get ready to take a photo in front of one of the murals. And she's like, "No, let's make ours different." She points over to the dumpsters on the right side. She's like, "Let's take ours in front of the dumpsters that are like blocking the alley." I'm like, "Yes, Enid, that would be fantastic." So I have a photo of Enid and I two goons in front of a dumpster, and it is one of my favorite photos because it's the whole day all together, and it's a funny photo, first of all, but it means a lot to me. But I guess the whole of this story is that these relationships that are built when you get yourself into the community and you build these little bridges that may help you cross like differences like age or like cultural backgrounds, you can meet people like Enid. So that's Enid. Yeah.
And that was Aaron Whitney's story.
Have you ever known someone like that who just opens up to people wherever they are? Doesn't matter if they've ever seen you before and just starts bringing out things out of people. It's amazing.
It really is. It's something to behold, especially with an older person you just probably don't expect it. And then boom,
yeah,
right there in your face.
I don't have those skills.
So we have the Sculpture Milwaukee event coming up with Xfabula, but we also want to re-alert everybody that everyone should watch our Facebook page because between July 5th and July, I believe it's 17th, we are going to unleash those themes for our season 10 slams.
All right.
There's going to be voting. Vote all over the place.
All right. I'm there.
Cool. All right. Well, let's jump back into the story. Adam Carr, huge proponent of Milwaukee's art scene and culture scene, fantastic agent of change and a big friend to Xfabula. He told a story at our Doors Open Slam in September of 2016, where the theme was resurfacing Mitchell Street. So let's listen to Adam Carr.
So there is an excellent event that happens on Mitchell Street on the south side. Its name is Temporary Resurfacing. It's happened twice, and the event that happens, Temporary Resurfacing, is run by a woman named Demetra Kopolis and Marla Sandvik. And what they do is they get a bunch of people from around Milwaukee, around Wisconsin, actually around the country, to come to Mitchell Street for one night and make video projections on the walls of Mitchell Street and in the windows of the stores and in the alleys and behind buildings. People have used payphones. People have done projections in cars. So they activate this two blocks of Mitchell Street with all these different projections and all these really different places. And I participated in both of the times that it's happened. And I picked for myself probably what I thought was the best space until I had to set up. So my spot was, to get to my spot, I climbed to the top of a four-story building, down the fire escape, and then I had to do, at the bottom of the fire escape, there's a top rail and a half bar, and I had to get onto the ledge down there. And over there was a concrete parking lot. So I had to sort of get under, this is gonna be a very physical story. So I had to kind of get under, do like a swivel with my leg around. So and if I mess up, there's the concrete down there. So I'm giving myself a little pep talk. Okay, gotta hit the swiv, get the swiv, and I get down on there. Okay, so I made it the first time without dying. I felt good. So I'm starting to set up. I have a couple pieces of equipment that I need to make my projection. So the first is a trunk that has a big projector inside of it. And the second one is kind of a suitcase-sized thing that has the lens for the projector. And then I also have the projector. We assemble the projector. And so everything's set up. It's still light out, so there's a little bit of time before it gets dark where you could see the projection. So I go back up. I swivel back up onto the fire escape. And I helped some friends set up. That involves setting up some scaffolding for people. We're doing all these different kinds of crazy projections onto walls. When I start seeing it starting to be twilight, I need to go back up to my spot so I can set up my projection. So I hit the swiv again. Every time, I need to insist, this was very nerve-wracking. I'm not a very agile person necessarily, and even if I am, it's death that way, life that way. So every time I had to talk myself up and hit that swivel. So I swivel back onto the roof, and there I am. The sun is starting to set, and it's a race against time. I got to get my projection set up. I'm on the top of a one-story building. I'm looking over at a four-story building, and my projection is going to go up onto that building. So what I have, again, is this trunk made of plastic. I also have the suitcase made of plastic in this projector. And one note about the projector, if I'm a normal projector, this projector was a really big one. It's like Shaquille O'Neal projector. It's a big, thick, muscular projector that is going to shoot a big, bright beam of light onto the wall. So I had to set up to use the trunk and the suitcase to prop up then the projector to shoot this beam of light where I needed to go. And it was very difficult. Everything I'm working with is made of kind of slick plastic. So everything is kind of sliding around, and I'm using I told you it's a very physical story. I'm using my upper body, and I'm using my legs, and then I'm trying to use my neck to get, and every time I feel like I have it, I let go, and then it swivels, and I see the picture go, like, okay. So I hit it again. I'm like knocking out the power plug. There's a 120-foot power plug that's connecting me to a kitchen outlet, I'm watching my projection, and it's just not coming together. I try this for maybe 30 minutes by myself, sit on top of this roof, and I feel like abandoned, like by the world. I'm starting to feel like a lot of resentment, just general resentment, shooting out. Like I'm probably saying things like, they don't even care. I don't know who, I don't know what, I'm just mad. I swiveled up, I risked my life for this. And I'm just looking at these three pieces of equipment that keep on undoing and swiveling themselves. So eventually I'm literally about to give up. I don't know what giving up means. I'm like, I'm done with this. And I had an idea. I needed something that had grip. I needed something with grip. And I looked down and I took my shoes off and I used them to prop up right like that under the projector, and it worked. I did this kind of like herky-jerky pop lock thing that I'm doing here, got it. I'm looking up, it's perfect, let go, still up there, right where I want it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, I did it. And I go over to the edge, and I look out, and people are seeing it. I'm going, I did it. And then I look down, I'm like, oh no. I am not gonna swivel back up onto that fire escape just in my socks. That is scary. So it's June, so it's about 7:30. The sun had gone down, and this event is going until midnight. So I'm standing there on top of the roof, kind of thinking like, okay, what are my options? I'm thinking about like how, this grip here is what I need to do the swivel, but it's also what I need to do the projection. So I text a friend, and I'm like, hey. Actually, I called a friend. I was like, hey, I need shoes. I'm on top of a building. You know, they need to be like grippy, kind of like a shoe that you would play volleyball in, something like that. So my friend, I could actually see him. He's at the event. I can see him walking down on the street, approaching people, and I can only see the conversation, so a little back and forth, and everyone going. And I could actually hear him. He got a little bit closer. I could hear him say what he was trying to do. God bless him. He was trying his best. He was saying, Adam needs shoes. And people were going, no. Leave me alone. So I'm standing up there watching, and eventually I resigned myself to the fact that this is my new life. I live on this roof. This is who I am. This is my perch from now on. So I'm looking down out on the street, and I kind of have this moment where I'm looking at everyone experiencing Mitchell Street. I'm feeling really good about it. I'm watching people. This is a place that I love. Mitchell Street oftentimes feels like it's haunted by its own past, haunted by its own ghost. And I was watching people engaging with it. I'm standing on top of a Somali grocery store next to an Indian grocery store. There's Lopez Bakery. There's Mitchell Mall across the street. And I'm really watching people engage with Mitchell Street today. And I started feeling good. And I got a call from my friend Shamia, who was in town. We were supposed to hang out. And I'm like, oh, Shamia, thank God you called. Can you get me some shoes? And she said, what? But we've been friends for a very long time. So she said, okay, I'll get you shoes. So she got my friend Juan Miguel, who I haven't seen since high school, to get me a pair of shoes. So Juan Miguel, he comes. I haven't seen Juan Miguel since high school. I'm looking down, and I'm like, hey, Juan Miguel, you got the shoes? He's like, yeah, I got your shoes. So Juan Miguel, he throws me up the shoe. I got the shoes. What I did was I swapped the shoes out, put my shoes back on, hit that swiv, back up, onto the fire escape, climbed up on top of the building, went back down, met up with my friend Shamia and Juan Miguel. I had a magical night on Mitchell Street.
And that was Adam Carr's harrowing escape.
You know, people like you and I show up at these things and admire works of art and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe even participate in it a little bit, you don't realize what goes into creating it and mm-hmm. setting it up so others can enjoy it. And this is a good story about everything that goes on trying to get your, in this case, projection off the side of a building.
Yeah, it really makes you appreciate it that much more.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and that I've been to that resurfacing Mitchell Street, and it is so cool.
Oh, yeah. I never have.
I hope they redo it again for sure.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, all right. Let's just wrap up, you know, today's art-related stories. So we want to remind everybody about our fantastic Exfabula Sculpture Milwaukee partnership coming up. Definitely check out exfabula.org for all of those details. That's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. And
it'll be worth the walk, believe me.
It'll be worth the walk. Oh, aren't you on fire today? And we also have the Exfabula theme voting, which is happening right now, July 5th through the 17th. So definitely be all over our Facebook page and our exfabula.org.
And if you want to listen to these stories again or share them with friends and family, they are at wuwm.com. And there's pictures, too.
Excellent.
We'll be back next week with more fun and frolic.